The Spirit give liberty, but a second thing the Bible says about liberty is found in the book of Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians chapter number 2 tells us the second thing about liberty. The Spirit gives liberty, but the second thing about liberty that the Bible really emphasizes in several places, and this one in particular, Galatians 2 and verse number 1, it says, "Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them that were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren," they wasn't really brethren, were they? They were false, "unawares brought in, who came in privately, sneaking around, to spy out our" what? "Liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus." Notice that they might bring us into what? Bondage. In other words, Paul said there was some false brethren that come in. They wasn't really saved. They wasn't really God's brethren. God wanted to work, do something. What happened? These false brethren, they come in, and what happened? They come in with one purpose, to spy out, to take away the liberty, the freedom, to do what God would have us to do, and instead, they wanted to give what? Bondage. They wanted to take and say, "Hey, you're not really, you got to do this plus this to be saved." Sounds like works. Sounds like maybe another thing you see here is, in other words, you're not really saved. You don't know God. Timothy, I believe, is who it was referring to, right? Because you've not done this. That sounds like today some of those that say, "Well, you know what? If you don't do this, you'll lose your salvation. If you don't keep doing this, you'll lose your salvation." You say, why do you say that? Because that's spying out somebody's liberty. Amen? You think about today, here they were spying out the liberty. But notice verse 5 what he says. "To whom," Paul says, this is how we did it, "to whom we gave place by subjection." What's that next word? "No, not for an hour." Notice the rest of it, "that the truth of the gospel might continue with you." In other words, there were those that come in that tried to take and to take away the liberty of God, if you will, and guess what? Paul said, "No, you ain't going to do that here. That's not happening here. I'm not giving you space to make that happen. I'm not allowing the devil to use you to come in to put these people under bondage again, to teach and to preach these false things. It's not going to happen here, to discourage these young people that had just got saved, young in the Lord, if you will. No, that's no place for that at all whatsoever." You say, "Well, why do you bring out that point today?" Simply this. First off, we said the Spirit gives liberty. But the second thing is those out there that want to steal liberty. Amen? They want to steal liberty. They want to spy out, if you want to use the exact word that the Bible uses there. You want to spy out liberty. They want to steal liberty. They want to spy it out. Don't we have those today in our country, if you allow me to go there for a second, that are here trying to steal and spy out our liberty and put us under bondage again? Try to take and make us go back to doing these socialistic and all these other types of things and say, "Hey, you know what? Our country really wasn't founded upon God," and all these types of things. They're trying to spy out that freedom, spy out, steal that liberty, and even some of them's up there in pretty powerful political positions. Amen? And some of them not in political positions. But I'm simply saying today, there's those that are trying to steal or spy out liberty. You think about, but liberty is something that we're endowed by our Creator with, an unalienable right, remember, that we're talking about. You think about today, for those of us that are saved, be careful. Don't let the devil, the world, and the flesh steal the liberty that you've been given in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let them steal that liberty and that freedom. You say, how could they steal the liberty and the freedom if I'm saved and I'm always saved and I got the Holy Spirit of God within you, to get you to the place where you don't listen to that Holy Spirit of God no more? You got so much junk and stuff of this world in your life that you quench, you grieve, you say, "No, Lord, I'm not doing what you want me to do. I'm going to do what my flesh wants me to do all the time." them. Amen. Rather than saying yes to God, what have we done? We've allowed that liberty, if you will, to be taken from our lives that God's given to us. Amen. To do what He would have us to do. Whether in saying yes to Him, we're saying yes to all these other things, if you will. There are today those in this world that are working with and for the devil, trying to get us not to yield to his spirit that gives us the liberty that we have. They're trying to get us to give up our liberty. They want to steal the liberty that we've been given from our Creator. Amen. As our founding document says. They want to steal it. There are those, like I say, all around us trying to do that. And you make you feel like, well, I just can't live the Christian life. I can't do what God wants me to do. I can't do what the Bible says. Remember, that's a lie from the devil today. You say, why? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. There's liberty there. And if you're saved and you're His child and He lives within you, guess what you got? You got the liberty, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ and the opportunity to do what's right that pleases Him. And He'll give you the strength and help to do it through His Holy Spirit. You think about today causing many people to give in and to go back to living like they were before. That's what they wanted here, to put them back under, to bring them back into that same bondage again. You think about today, there's many that try to do the same thing. That's what the devil wants, amen. He says, well, I can't get you sold because you're saved. So what I want to do is make you miserable and as useless as can be. Amen. And wreck and ruin and destroy your life. To get it to the place where people look at you and they say, that ain't no Christian. You say you know the Lord? Well, that's the only way I see it. It's because you say it. And that's about it. I'm simply saying the devil wants to steal the liberty, and he'll use things to try to steal away that liberty that we have in the Lord. 1 John chapter number 4 is another good verse of Scripture before we move on to the last point. 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John 4:4. The Bible says here in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. I think we might include here those that try to spy out our liberty, tries to steal those things away, tries to get you down, discouraged. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is He that's where? In you. Who's in you? The Holy Spirit. He's in you, little child. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. In other words, simply today, that with the help of the Holy Spirit of God that lives within you, you can take and do what God wants you to do today. Amen. He's given you the liberty. He's given you the freedom. You think about today, you say self-discipline. Some of these things we talked about in Sunday school. I struggle every day, fail every day in this area, that area, or all the areas. I just can't do it. I can't discipline. I can't have self-discipline. My chart, if God had my report card, it's going to be checked on the back every time. Self-discipline, right, Brother Brent? I can't get past it. It's checking it. God's the Father. He's just checking it off every time. But you know what? Don't believe the lie of the devil. You can have the liberty and the freedom to do what the Lord wants you to do. Amen? Because of the Holy Spirit of God that lives within you. Yield yourself to Him. Amen. Rather than all these things of the world. Amen. Do what He would have to feed yourself on the right things that will help you. God's Word, prayer, Bible study. Amen. Being in church. You feed yourself the right things that you can take and do what the Holy Spirit would need you to do. To have that help from Him in every way. Surround yourself. Amen. You think about today. The first thing we said is the Spirit gives liberty. The second is there's those that want to steal or spy out our liberty that are trying to do that today. And there's a lot of things and more that could be said there. But the third thing is found in Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. We see the last thing. Galatians 5 and verse 1. The Spirit gives liberty, but there are those trying to steal and spy out our liberty. In Galatians 5 and verse number 1, the Bible says, stand fast, therefore. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In other words, simply here we can say this. The last point is he said, stand fast in liberty. Stand fast, Paul said, in the liberty that you've been given in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let them steal it. Don't let them spy it out. stand fast. Amen. Stand firm. Stay true. Stand up for Jesus. Amen. Stand up for what's right. You've got the Holy Spirit of God within you. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. Remember that, the one that's in you. And stand fast in the liberty that God's given to you today. We're told here to stand fast in the liberty that God's given instead of letting it be taken away or giving it away. Amen. We need to stand fast in the liberty that God has for us. And I like what the same chapter, verse number 13, says of Galatians 5:13. He says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty." We've been called unto it, he says. "Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." In other words, there's a warning here, and this is mentioned several other times in the Bible as well, that yes, we've been given freedom, amen, as God's children. But that liberty and that freedom is not to be used as a cloak of maliciousness or to be used in such a way that we say, hey, I'm, as Peter Marshall said, it's not the opportunity to do whatever I want to do. Yes, God gives you that, but that's not what really the liberty that the Bible's talking about is. It's about instead God enabling you and giving you the freedom to take, if you will, and do what He would have and please Him. You see, today, folks, we can do what God wants us to do. He's given us that liberty and that freedom through His Holy Spirit. We are to use this liberty in the right way to serve God out of a love for Him. Notice what the verse said back in verse 13. It said, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not that liberty for an occasion to the flesh." Don't use that liberty and freedom to satisfy yourself and your fleshly desires, but by love serve one another. In other words, use that freedom that you've been given to serve others out of the love that I've showed you in your life, out of the love that I've placed in your heart and in your life. Use that liberty in the right way and the freedom that we've been given by God. I think about today in our country, we've been given a lot of freedom. Amen. Maybe not as much freedoms as what we used to have in some ways, but we still got a lot of freedom. Amen. But there's those today that take and abuse that freedom, don't they? I'll use a group. I'll use a name that some of y'all may be familiar with. Antifa. You ever heard that name mentioned on the news? Antifa. You know what they use their freedom to do? Tear up people's businesses. Burn things. Break windows. Can I just sum it up in one word? They use their freedom for right. That's what they do. Oh, we got freedom to do these things, to cause a riot. We got freedom. That's not the freedom. That's not the liberty that we've been given in our country, folks. That's not what we've been given. We've been given the freedom and the opportunity to do what's right. Amen? To do what's right. You think about today that we've been given that type of freedom. James 1 and verse number 25, another good verse about freedom, about liberty this morning. James 1:25 says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein." So there's some law to liberty. What's the law to liberty? This book. Amen. Look in the law of liberty. Look into it. Keep it, obey it, and you'll know what true liberty is. "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein." You look into it, you do it, you obey it, you apply it. "He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Amen. In other words, we've been given liberty and freedom because of what God's Word says. And when we take and apply God's Word and follow God's Word and do God's Word and continue therein in it, guess what we have? We've got liberty. Amen. And the freedom to do the things God would have us to do. I'm simply saying today what a blessing it is, and we ought to stand fast in the liberty that God's given to us. We ought to stand fast in it. Amen. Don't let nobody take it away. Stand fast. Don't let the flesh take it away. Don't let yourself and the fleshly things that go on. Stand fast in the liberty that God's given. Amen. You think about one of the quotes that I put on the back of the bulletin there. I got Kelly to put for us. The last quote down at the very bottom by Thomas Jefferson says this: "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." You say, now why in the world would you mention that right here and put it there? That kind of seems out of place, Pastor. I don't believe it really is if you see what we just read in our verse. Stand fast in the liberty. In other words, that sometimes the liberty and the freedom that we have, it calls us to do what? To stand. Amen? Because some things are worth fighting for.
That's right.
And our liberty is one of them. May I say simply today that sometimes it may cost us something, as Thomas Jefferson said, patriots and tyrants, if we're going to stand for freedom. If we're going to stand for liberty. You think about today, we need to stand fast in the liberty God's given to us. I think about something in Luke, and I'll close with this verse. In Luke chapter number 4, a fulfillment of prophecy and a quote from prophecy in the Old Testament was mentioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. It was back in Isaiah 61, I believe, verse number 1, that something was said. And then in Luke chapter 4 and verse number 18, verse 17, we'll read it. It says, and there was delivered in Luke 4, 17, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet, delivered to Jesus, Esaias, or Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Like I said, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, what is there going to be? Liberty. And Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind. To set at what? Liberty. Them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And I liked what he said in verse 20. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister. And he sat down. You see today, that's why I do believe one thing we do pray at times, and I do ask you to pray for me, that the Holy Spirit of God would give me liberty when I go to preach His Word. And that I'd have the help of His Holy Spirit. Because that's the only way all those things could happen. And as Jesus preached that day and fulfilled the prophecy from back in Isaiah, He proclaimed the acceptable year. He proclaimed those things. And I think about the captive being set free, those that were bruised being healed. And that's what I want when I take and open up God's Word today, is for people to be helped. You say, how does this apply to me today, Pastor? It applies because of this. We need to realize that the only way and the only reason that we have liberty in our country and liberty in our souls is because of our Creator. You see, today you might be enjoying the liberty and freedoms that we have in our country, but if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't have that liberty and freedom in the soul that we're talking about tonight. That liberty and freedom of the soul is why you can take, and we talk about laying down our head on our pillow at night and knowing that if we was to die, everything would be okay. Why? Because we've done what's right and we've prayed and asked the Lord to save us and forgive us of our sins. We've accepted Him as our Savior. You see today, liberty is a precious thing. Freedom is a precious thing. And the devil and those and things out here in the world, they're out to seek it, to spy it out, and to say, how can we steal that? How can we take it? Let's invade. What can we do to destroy that? There's the same thing in our country today in a lot of ways. And the devil does the same thing in our lives. He says, how can I destroy that believer's life? What can I do to wreck and to ruin them? Today, realize that if you're a child of God and you know Him, you've got the Holy Spirit living within you, and greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And if you become one of those that your life becomes a wreck and a ruin, it won't be the Lord's fault if you know Him as Savior. It'll be because you took and you allowed that liberty and that freedom to be taken away. You had the opportunity to do what God wants you to do, but you chose not to do it. I look back and I'm thankful for the times in my life, I close with this, that the Lord and the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart And I'm thankful for the times that I obeyed Him. I'm thankful. That's true liberty. But I remember some times too where the Lord spoke to my heart about something and I said, no. No. Maybe in a church service like this one. Or maybe as I was sitting at home reading my Bible. I said, no, Lord. You know what I did? I put myself under bondage. Many times people take today and they say, well, I won't get saved because if I do, I have to stop this, that, or the other. I won't be able to do these things. I want to be free to do what I want to do. But what they don't realize is we are the only ones that are free that know the Lord Jesus Christ. They're the ones that's under the bondage to those things that they're talking about and putting on their list. Today, may the Lord help us to realize how precious liberty is and that it only comes in Him. Let's pray.